Yeah, it's quite exciting though. It's nice because it's raising a bit of awareness of, I don't think there's not enough visually impaired people on TV at the
There
moment.
isn't, no.
I mean, I can't really think of anybody that much at the moment. I mean, there's a few, but there's
Yeah,
nobody.
anything to kind of put the word out there is always going to help.
Exactly, absolutely.
And you are the judge on a program called All Together Now, which started recently on
Yes.
BBC One.
Yep,
Could
that's
you
right.
give the synopsis?
So it's been described as a singing competition with a twist. And the twist is there's a panel of 100 judges, and they're all professional musicians or from the music industry. We've got choir directors, we've got people who perform in the West End, we've got vocal coaches, just a whole massive array of professionals. And the whole idea is that the contestants come in and they sing. If we like the performance, we stand up, press our buttons, and join in with them. And the
And get
more,
involved.
yeah, exactly. It's and it's a that's what's really good about it. It's that it's just a really good sort of family stand up, sing, have a dance. It's a really good show for that.
And did your eye condition affect you at all when you were filming?
Yeah, so I've got retinitis pigmentosa, which is a degenerative condition that manifests itself. So I've lost most of my peripheral vision. I can only sort of see what's directly in front of me, and I also have night blindness. So in dim lights, I struggle to see anything really. And while we were filming, I mean, it was difficult because while we were filming, there's all the sort of studio lights going off, and you know, these things like to look, they like these programs to look very sort of snazzy. So it was very difficult for me to see the contestants a lot of the time. I could see sort of bits of them, but in a way, I guess that's sort of for me. I was more or less just judging them on their voice, but actually, a lot of the because we were all professionals, everybody was sort of listening to the voices, and those were sort of the comments that were coming out after performances were sort of some quite technical things.
So when you were filming, obviously you were saying there on set it's very light and there's a lot of lights going on. There is. I mean, when you press your button to show you like them, it's just a giant light behind you.
Yes.
So how is it kind of getting around the set, and did you have a guide on set?
I did. So Tim Kay, who was sat next to me, bless him, he became my guide for the whole time we were there. I mean, we were always sat next to each other. He was amazing. And yeah, literally just sort of, I just held on to him when we were walking around. I mean, once we were in the studio, we didn't really have to move. Once we were on set, we were in our boxes and we didn't leave our little our little boxes. But yeah, no, Tim was amazing, and bless him, I sort of spilt stuff on him occasionally, accidentally, and things, and he just put up with me. He was amazing.
Did the production company, when you were making it, did they think you were going to need one? Why was it that you kind of latched onto the person next to you as opposed to the production company sorting somebody out for
When
you?
we first went for rehearsals, I actually took somebody with me, and they were happy with that, and they paid for all the travel fare and everything, and they were really good about that. But then he couldn't come for the actual filming, so I think it probably with got caught up in everything. But it was but by that point I'd sort of met him anyway, and because we were sat next to each other, it just sort of became
It made
it's
sense.
yeah, exactly.
And the reason you were on it is because you are a professional singer, in fact. You want to give us a little bit more information on how you got into that? Much like our music box presenter Sandra Gayer, you're a professional singer.
I am. So I trained as an opera singer. And yeah, so do lots of sort of classical singing and opera and things, and lots of church singing. I go into schools and do singing workshops and things.
Had you been singing before your RP started, and were there any, difficulties being a pro singer?
Yeah, I was diagnosed when I was 17, so I'd already started singing by then. And at that point, it was reasonably mild anyway, so it wasn't too much of a problem. I mean, I tend to sort of pick, I mean, for opera and things, it's you have to learn the music by heart anyway, so that's fine. And because my central vision is okay in the right light, I can still read music, which is amazing. I do, I've had sort of problems on stage. I did get to the point a little bit where stage lights and things were freaking me out a bit.
So do you now, when you perform, do you kind of specifically request for as little change in the lighting as possible?
Well, thing is, you can't really sort of demand stuff. I mean, I haven't actually done any sort of full-on opera for a while just because of that. But now sort of getting back into things, and hopefully being on All Together Now will help with that.
We'll prompt people.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, if you need a professional opera singer, get in touch with us at RNIB Connect Radio and we will put you in touch with Lizzie. Well, Lizzie, thank you very much for speaking to us here at Connect Radio.
Thank you for having me.